Good afternoon. We continue to track a trough of low pressure through the region, and the showers that it created will continue to diminish from west to east with time. Still, we'll have plenty of clouds followed by some sunshine through the balance of the day. And while temperatures will climb, a northwest breeze will keep a chill in the air, and high temperatures will remain below normal, mainly in the middle to upper 50s, with some places in the mid and lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England managing to reach the lower 60s with a bit more in the way of sunshine. Clouds will continue to diminish not only this afternoon but into the night tonight. The winds will die out as well, and with clear skies and light winds overnight, temperatures will drop back into the 30s across the region with areas of frost, especially across the higher terrain. This will leave us with a sunny start and high pressure in control tomorrow. It'll stay dry through the day, although the next storm system will bring some clouds in through the afternoon and into the evening hours. Still, temperatures will find their way into the lower 60s. Clouds will thicken Thursday evening and rain will begin Thursday night as that storm lifts out of the Tennessee Valley and toward us here in the Northeast. Rain will keep going through the first half of the day Friday before it turns more showery during the afternoon. Still, a rather wet day on Friday, keeping temperatures in the 50s to around 60. That storm system will pull through New England, but the upper level portion of the storm will linger over top of us for the entire weekend. That'll keep mostly cloudy skies in place, and scattered showers will be common from time to time for both Saturday and Sunday. We will manage to get to the lower 60s on Saturday, but stay in the 50s again on Sunday before even cooler air moves in with more showers for the beginning of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that low pressure system is rapidly taking shape across the southern plains and lower Mississippi Valley today. The system will bring numerous showers and thunderstorms to areas from the western Gulf Coast and southern plains to the mid-Mississippi and Ohio valleys through tonight. Abundant moisture streaming northward into the system will support the potential for more heavy rainfall, and flash flooding will be possible, with the greatest threat expected across the mid-Mississippi Valley, where the ground is already saturated from that major storm in the past week. New flood watches and warnings have been issued. Additionally, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, is forecasting a slight to enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms across much of the western Gulf Coast and lower Mississippi Valley through tonight, with strong wind gusts, hail, and a few tornadoes all possible. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny, breezy in the lower to mid-60s. Boston, a mix of sun and clouds and windy in the lower 60s. And in Buffalo, increasing sunshine and windy with highs right around 50 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 66 degrees. The average low, 43. The record high, 89, set in 2001 and in 1913. And the record low, 29 in 1966. Sunrise this morning was at 5:47 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:58 p.m., 14 hours and 11 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and windy with scattered showers today, highs in the lower to mid-50s, becoming clear tonight with areas of frost likely in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and windy with a passing shower possible today, highs in the lower 60s. Clear tonight, areas of frost in the mid to upper 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and windy with scattered showers today and highs in the mid-50s, becoming clear tonight with areas of frost, lows in the mid to upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds, lower 60s, rain, breezy, and cool Friday near 60, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool with scattered showers Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, lower 60s Saturday, in the lower to mid-50s Sunday and Monday, and partly sunny in the upper 50s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.